there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Word to your mother.
Your child.
Are you ready to go now? I love that that's the first sound of the podcast. Hi, everybody. It's Joe Gatto.
Hi, I'm Mama Steve.
And welcome to Two Cool Moms. I'm going to get right into it because this just happened in the bathroom.
Excuse me?
This just happened in the bathroom.
Oh, can't wait.
And it was very odd. And I was going to tell you before we started rolling and we came in, but I was like, I'm going to save this for a moment when we start. Walked in, and the facility that we film at here has a small bathroom that the urinals are right next to each other, right?
Almost like a 70s
yes.
high school.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You're great with the analogies. You paint a hell of a picture.
Thank you.
I'm standing there, at bat, penis out, and a gentleman, you know, I'm doing my business, right? I've got my hand on my bat, right? And I'm at the plate. This gentleman steps up, older gentleman, kind of looked like the Monopoly guy, but without the monocle.
Okay.
He comes up. He's got an outdoor jacket on, okay, which is an odd choice to wear to
the
bathroom.
Can you tell the story? I'm going to lie down and point my toes.
I walk in. Okay, he walks in. I'm already midstream.
Is this a Paul Pelosi story?
He walks in. He puts his...
What? Oh, we have to cut that?
Can we start again? I don't want to get political.
We're far from political. It's okay. Good. Topical.
This is coming out in 7 weeks. They're gonna be like, they're still talking about that? No, I'm kidding. So he comes up, takes out his apparatus, lets it just hang, steps up and puts his arms behind his back, and just does like a poke.
Yeah.
What is?
Wait, a poke to
like
you?
He poked, no, a poke with his belly out, just like a proper posture and like to lift up to the black.
That he doesn't hold his. No, that's weird.
Hands free, but also the placement behind his back, like holding his hands there. Very odd, isn't that?
Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Black?
No.
Okay. Because that would be okay. Another Tuesday. We're gonna cut that.
Should we just start the whole thing over? No. Isn't that odd?
That is. I've never heard. Okay, so 95% of guys.
Yeah.
Hand on unit.
Right.
Now, hand on unit, another hand on the phone, scrolling.
Right, of course.
The other option.
Here we go.
Two hands up against the wall.
Yes, the young toddler pee. Pants to the floor. Love a good toddler
I've
pee.
I've seen that.
I've done it to you specifically in airports. That's one of my favorite jokes. My son.
I've never heard of anybody.
Nobody standing at attention. Nobody at ease. You're at the urinal.
Sergeant Holka is not here. Yeah.
Colonel?
Yeah.
My thing was, did you teach your son to use a urinal? Or did he like pick it up? Because my son,
I think he picked it up. Yeah.
Okay. My son, does he get super excited when you go to the boys' room? Did you have that phase? My son's five, so he's a little bit.
I don't know that he was ever excited.
Because his mom used to take him. His mom used to take him, and he
called it George Michael.
So he goes to me.
Sorry.
Hi, welcome to Two Cool Moms. My name is Joe Gatto. I'm here with. Just waste a full boom.
No, that was come on.
Okay, so. Clearly, you need sleep.
Could you imagine if you did this with Chris DiStefano,
high
on drugs, saying all the crazy shit he does? Okay, you know how hard I temper myself back from all the comments I want to make about Jews.
Oh my God! Jeez. I can't use any of this. I'm not comfortable putting the first 5 minutes on.
I'm just doing it because of the Kanye shit.
Right, which at this point is 8 weeks ago. So it's called Two Cool Moms, not Topical Humor with Steve Byrne, not Edgy Topics with Steve Byrne.
Okay. Oh, goddamn. Okay. So
what I would say is my son gets very excited when he has to go to the bathroom with dad, okay? Mm-hmm. And we just had a thing where he wanted, and this is, you tell me this is odd because I need an outside opinion, okay?
Yeah.
He wanted to use the urinal, but it was too high. Okay, and he got very upset. He gets very excited to go use the urinal, and he's very emotionally gets upset. So he started
the adult
ones
really are the only ones. There's not the kid one.
Right, there wasn't a kid one. So it was it was a tall one. So he got really upset. I said, "All right, buddy." And it was the stall was I would not put my kid in there. I had to do a lift ski.
You held him up.
I did a hold up.
I've done that,
but I didn't go onto the pit. I went around his legs and did like a lift.
No,
which was weird. I know. Trust me. I know it's
weird. You gotta go forklift.
I know. I didn't forklift him because I don't know. We were in a rush or whatever.
You hold him by his kneecaps. And now he's
I made him kind of sit on my shoulder, like he did like a sit on the shoulder action. I perched him up,
It's just like holding a dolphin.
Kind of, yes, like, kind of, like exactly.
It has nowhere to lean.
And yeah,
it's just...
and it wasn't weird until someone came in. So someone came in.
And then someone came in and peed like that. No, we're not the weird ones. Yeah.
So I held him there, and it was
weird. Why would you hold him like that?
I don't know. So I've been replaying that moment in my mind a lot. It was a very odd choice. And I was thinking about that guy that walked in. Like, yeah. part of me wanted to pretend, like, when we were washing our hands, mm-hmm. I wanted to just say goodbye to him and be like, nice meeting you, and leave. So the joke.
Which you would.
So yeah. I'd be like, this isn't even my kid. I'm just helping him pay. Yeah. But it was an odd choice. And I wonder if my son was going to be scarred from that moment, or if he had so much fun doing it, if he's going to be like, Dad, pick me up at the urinal the rest of the time. Because that's going to be odd.
I think if there was a massive, like if you're at a game.
Game, yeah.
And a bunch of dads are like, what the hell are you doing? And everybody's staring at Remo. Then, yeah, of course. But yeah. But I think, yeah, I think that's, it is just weird. I would.
The forklift's the right way.
Yeah, the forklift would.
I'm not contesting that. Yeah.
But to just
could
go
aim
like that,
a little bit better.
Because then a hand gets caught in the right, a hand's gonna get caught in there.
I go around.
Yeah,
I go around. I did a hug ski.
That's weird, dude. That's weird. But then again, you pee sitting down backwards at a urinal, so
it's a fun time. Have you tried? I call it the European.
The European. There you go.
I didn't even mean that. That's a bonus pun.
Go.
That's a bonus pun.
I was just out to lunch with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they had said something to the waiter and made. Oh, it was Jeff Dye.
Yep.
Great comic, and we're in Vegas, a bunch of comics together, and he goes, hey, man, could I, you know, he's taking the orders. Could I get the pasta? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. So the waiter leaves, and Jeff goes, sir? And the waiter is literally walking away to put our order in, turns back around, walks over, he goes, yes. He goes, what the fuck's our food? And it was so funny. He played it so well. And the waiter was like, dude, you just, and then he got it, and we all started dying laughing. So we're telling each other stories, and I was like, I went to lunch one time with Joe Gatto, and the waiter came over to give us the bill, and Joe, you literally took the hand.
I caressed his hand, thanked him, looked him in the eye, and kissed
his hand.
Yes, Royal kissed his hand.
I laughed about that for so goddamn long. I told the story, and we were all, it's so absolutely ridiculous, but very on brand.
It's very on brand for me.
Very on brand.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I like a good time. I like to confuse people. It's fun.
You kissed his hand. And by the way, I don't think he even reacted. He was like, okay.
Yeah. You know what I've been getting into now recently? Jiggy could attest to this. When we're traveling up the airport in LaGuardia, there's a huge escalator. And I like having a stupid look on my face and just stare at people. But like, they'll come into the frame of my face. Like, I won't follow somebody with this. Like, I'll just do this. And I'll just hold it straight, though. So I'll just be like this at the... And people just passing through, and then you see they all turn around like, is that for me? As they're going up the escalator, because it's a ridiculous escalator. The escalator is huge. It's huge.
Oh, the
in LaGuardia, yeah. It's like a 3-story escalator, and you get a lot of fun out of that.
You know what I used to do is you can't do it because somebody's going to shove you.
Yeah,
but you get off the escalator and you stand and go. You're like, will you fucking move? But you turn around so that they're coming.
Here it is. I had somebody who we were doing the security line, and they just decided, don't move your stuff down. Don't move it down. It comes out the machine. Get dressed right there, fully.
Right.
Shoes,
there.
Belt, overcoat.
Get the wallet.
But do it all check.
In.
Yeah.
We're all here.
So I just stood right up next to them and just like waited as they were putting their thing on. And then she was like, she was taking a long time. So I was like, can I help you with your coat? And I put a coat on. And she was like,
thank you.
And I was like, she was so like, I was like just trying to move her along.
Yeah.
But she thought I was being a gentleman. So I was like, oh yeah, sure. You've got it, of course.
But then you get the hot girl in yoga pants. And you're just like.
Sometimes you are that hot girl
miss,
in yoga pants. I am that hot girl
take
in yoga
time,
pants.
Miss. We were in, I was in Vegas.
Men leggings. We don't win there. Women have the more comfortable pants.
No,
you don't want men leggings. I know, but women win in comfy pants.
Even when guys wear the shorts with the leggings underneath, it's like, come on, buddy.
We know what's going on under those shorts.
Yeah, you pee like okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Not to be...
Here it goes.
You might cut this off.
Oh, come on. So could you not? I've already got too much work to do. It's going to be all beeps for the first 3 minutes. The name of this episode is Beep with Steve Byrne. I know how you
every
look.
Taping, you, every taping, Joe just will catch up the next week or like we're on the road. He's like, man, Do you know how much editing I had to do around you?
I'm gonna call you Captain White Flash. People can tell because if you watch it on YouTube, there's just white flashes out of nowhere. It's like people. I had to put on disclaimers, like for people with epilepsy, because I'm like, you can't watch this episode.
I won't tell the story. I won't tell the story.
Thank you. You could clearly tell you were in Vegas for a week because the stories in your mind. Your filter is down a little bit. I'm Joe Gatto.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Be kind. Stay strong.
Yes.
Okay. That's
we'll keep it on brand. So we go. Got it. Okay. So we're not here to talk. Yep. There we go. Do good, be kind, pet, dogs, repeat. Oh, that's nice.
It was a gift.
I thought that would be, that's like a merch thing for you.
No, I know somebody made it for me. A fan made it for me. Gave it to me. It was super sweet.
All right, should we do this so I don't tell the story?
Yeah, sure. Let's do anything we could do that I don't have to edit. Thank you for sending in your questions to @twocoolmoms.
Oh, yeah.
Pod on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. This is coming to us from Joe. Hi, Mama Bears. Serious question here.
Okay.
Now, just give it a second, okay? If you...
Oh, God.
It's a serious question,
okay,
though.
Okay,
I think it's... Just give it a second,
I'll give it a second. The disclaimer. The disclaimer before and then the giggle.
You're so upset with me. All right, here we go. If you...
This is the first question you're asking me after... You know my attitude right now.
I know it. Okay. I know.
It isn't all about you. I was up all night with Milana. She was sick, throwing up all over my apartment. It was a fun time, so I didn't get much sleep. And then you started with your bullshit.
Well, good thing we're only banking four today. Yeah. All right. If you could be inside each other for a day, not physically, what would each of you do? Joe is Steve for the day, and Steve is Joe for the
day. That's fantastic.
Your pal Joe, not Gatto. This is a different Joe.
That's a fantastic question. So a day in the life of Steve Byrne, what would I want to do? What would you want to do as me?
Ooh.
That's fun.
This would be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I see how you react, how you have a gift, right? Jack Lemmon talked about this, is that once you reach this certain point in society where people recognize you, you have the ability to make them happy. And he said it's a great gift. And he said, I see people rebuff it. I indulge in it. And it was along the lines of like him appreciating it. I think, I don't know. I think like I'm familiar. I'm not famous, right? I always get have that ability and you make people happy and you do it all the time. And I see you constantly, you make a joke, you take a picture, whatever. I would just kind of walk around in public for a little bit.
Wear your face out.
And see how that is and just enjoy those 24 hours of, I guess, making people happy.
Because it's fun.
I think for us, we make people happy when we're on stage, right?
Right.
And then there's the ripple effect afterwards. But you've already done things that are so resonant in the world, literally, that you have that. So I would do that. And I'd eat steak. Because I know you don't like it. Just to put it in your body so you can enjoy it.
Break it up.
I break the curse,
yeah.
Get you a nice buttery steak from like Ruth's Chris, sizzling. I would do that, yeah.
I know what you mean because like the being on stage part, like it always happens at night. Like you want to go out and about during the day and just be like...
Here's the good news for you. If you're me, you have anonymity. No one knows.
Like a fun time reverse vampire. For you, I would probably... Like that's funny because you think about the things like that one could do that others can't. I would get on skates. And I can't ice skate at all. I would I play hockey. I would definitely play a game of hockey because my body's not built for it. I don't have the skill set.
You'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to be gliding on that ice as Steve Byrne.
You'd enjoy it. I'm the Jiggy of ice hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hold my own. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun to do. I also would say that I would probably hang out with your mom because mine's dead. Next question.
I'm going to cut that out.
Well played. I'm going to cut that out.
I was waiting for the Jess comment, but I'm glad that...
I would never disrespect Jess. Jess could do so much better than you.
That's right.
I would do that if I was in my body. That's funny.
That's very sweet that you would do that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You would hang out with my...
By the way,
you two would get along very well.
I met her, man, she's awesome.
Cuts to the chase. She doesn't give a...
She was super fun to talk to.
She will say exactly what's on her mind.
She was super fun to hang with, yeah.
Yeah, I would. You know what? I would probably. Yeah, I would, and also I would go. I would go and finally adopt that dog you've been looking at for 3 years.
Yes.
I would go get a dog and put it in your house. So you give me a steak, I give you a dog.
All right, all right. I would get that. By the way, I have been on her about it, but she just she's holding firm. And then it's just like the little things, because we have a guinea pig.
Oh, you do?
My daughter has a guinea pig.
In my house, they would call that a snack.
But, you know, it's just like, okay, you got to promise you're going to take care of this. You got to.
Right.
And then every 2 weeks, we walk upstairs like, why does it smell up here? Oh, Livy, clean out the.
Got
you know?
It. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, if you don't have the responsibility to take care of that, then
you're
why
getting
are
you getting close. You're getting close. You'll be around in a couple of years. Yeah, what, she's 10?
Yeah, she's 10 now.
Yeah, she's 10 now.
The other thing I hate is like when I'm going to the airport, 5, 6, 7 in the morning, I see people walking their dogs. I'm like, can't do it.
You get them on a schedule.
I'm just not a morning.
You can get them in a schedule. You're not really a morning person at all, but you can get them on a schedule. Like my two dogs that I keep at the house, Biscotti and Spumoni, like I'll take them for a late night walk knowing I will get up early. They stay until 7:30.
Yeah. All right.
Depends on the dog. You know, you got to feed them early.
Then they got to stop and smell things. You got to stand there while they're inspecting whatever it is.
They can say the same about you. They can say the same about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I got the leash.
I guess that's true. You're in charge, but you're also picking up the poop, so you're not. I always love that observation that someone has said that if aliens are about to land on Earth and they come and they land and they land at a dog park, they would think dogs are the higher species because these human servants are walking them around, feeding them, picking up their poop.
Pretty
smart. Oh, the dogs are in charge.
Yeah,
yeah.
That sounds like a great bit. Did somebody do that?
I think so. Yeah, I heard something like that.
It's funny. All right. Well, thank you for the question, Joe.
It's a good question. Reminds me of that movie. What was that one with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman?
Oh, the change?
Change up, right? The change up or the switcheroo?
In the fountain?
Yeah, yeah. One was single, one had a family. Yeah. It was like that thing. Yeah, in the fountain, that's right. Yeah, it was a funny movie. That should have did better.
Ryan Reynolds. Boy, I hope he catches a break.
Yeah, I mean, poor guy.
Okay.
Now, there's a body I want to be in.
Here we go.
A live pool.
All right. This is coming to us from Brianne.
Okay, Brianne. You better bring the thunder, Brianne, because that was a really good question.
Hey, mommies. Picture this. You're finally getting the relaxing shower you needed. You turn on your favorite podcast and hop in, and now you're stuck for 20 minutes listening to Steve moaning.
There you go.
Oh. P.S. Saw you both on tour. Amazing. And love the pod. Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
That was very sweet of you.
Sweet.
That was the one I had to acknowledge because there were quite a few saying how disturbed they were, how excited they were.
It ran the gamut.
The full pendulum.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I watched that Matthew Perry interview. Did you watch it?
I watched part of it, yeah.
Diane Sawyer?
Yep. Yep.
I never watched an episode of Friends. I've seen bits of it, right?
Yeah.
My wife always has it on in the background. I know how talented he is. He's such he was made to be a sitcom actor, you know? And I watch it just, I got teared up. And that guy, I'm so happy like he got it all together. But man, seems like a really, just a good person.
Yep.
He seems like a decent
human.
I
got the same vibe of that. I wonder how you moaning made you think of Matthew Perry. How'd you get there? How'd we get that leap?
Oh, the pendulum swing of emotions. That's what made me, because I was laughing at the,
Got it. Because
okay, just for that, now you get this.
I think we need a little bit of an explanation.
Now you get this.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, this is a good one. Roscoe. Hi, mommies. Big fan of the podcast. Listen to it every morning during my morning jogging. My question for you is a simple one. What is the worst purchase you've ever made? Much love and keep the world laughing. Ross. From Australia.
Wow, Ross.
The worst purchase you've ever made.
That is... I've taken a lot of swings on clothing that haven't panned out.
Yeah?
So I will say there was a jacket.
Oh.
There was a jacket that I had purchased. I think I do.
You got to wear it next. Can you wear it tomorrow?
I should see if I have it and take a picture in it. It was atrocious. I don't know if it...
It was a while ago, so I don't think I still have it. Yeah. But it was one of those ones, like, here's the thing with me, right? When I try on clothes, I have to make a quick decision right away. Are you gonna, can you wear it open? Because nothing fits around the barrel. The shoulders and the barrel don't match, okay? Right. I got to, you know, 42 inches up top, 760 inches around the middle. So it's like a tough
You're a pear.
Thing. Yeah, I'm a pear. Yep. An avocado.
You're an avocado.
With the pit in. So I'm so I have to make decisions all the time. Can I wear this open?
Sure.
So I was like, okay, I could wear this. I could wear it open. And I thought that in the store. And I went home and I went to wear it out. I was excited. And it looked like a female bolero jacket that only covered like the shoulder. Like it didn't even get my full shoulder. Like I was like, what was I thinking?
Because of your tum-tum?
Yeah, because, well, the cut of it. And it didn't even cover the nips. Like if you're going to wear something open, it's got to come west of the east of the nip.
You got to be able to do one button.
I could do the top button most of the time. It's these ones that are issues. But I don't know what I was, because it literally looked like, and it was like a sparkly jacket. And in hindsight, I think it might have been a female coat. Might have been a female coat. Because I bought it at a Nordstrom Rack.
And sparkles?
It was like, you know, in the right light, it has shimmer.
Hold on. Shimmer. What, I've never leaned forward.
Okay.
What guy have you ever met that's bought a sparkly jacket? I don't know one in the sequence.
Too many to mention.
Name one.
Liberace.
I'm talking man. Okay. Not a Vegas Sprite.
Okay.
A man.
Okay. Me.
Name one friend.
Name one friend. With a sparkly jacket? Yep. Mark Jagargian. Jiggy.
No.
He has a sparkly jacket.
I have a collection.
A sparkly.
Oh, I guess.
I'll hit you again. Justin Gerace. Another good friend of ours. DJ Gerace. One of the most stylish people we know collectively.
He is very stylish.
Yeah.
Okay. He could pull it off.
I know that's the difference. He could pull it off.
Hold on. What sparkly jacket?
I wore a sparkly jacket in my wedding. I look like the Prince of Oman.
Well, that's different.
That was a special occasion.
That's like it's tailored to look that way, right?
But I think
per
on
Indian
stage,
custom.
On stage though, I like a little shimmer. Nothing crazy. Not like
but he's
Michael
describing
Jackson.
Like sequins,
right? Well, there was
like he just cut guns with Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell.
Yes, that was it.
Like you're good.
I wore to the movie premiere. I wore a shiny jacket. To my movie premiere, the gold one.
I will admit.
That looks good.
You still have that.
I do.
It looks good on
that
you. That looks good.
That started me down a path.
And that was a Nashville purchase.
That was
too.
A Nashville. I was on the road.
That was in your hometown.
Ooh,
really?
Even before I had a movie. That was in your hometown.
Yeah.
At that store. That's not there. Two dead hippies. What was it? Rest in peace.
That actually might be right.
Yeah.
Is that, that's not, well, I think they're passed away now. It was something with hippie. Two cool hippies
or something. Two cool hippies.
It was a great store. Gone.
It's gone.
Oh, so the name's available?
Yes.
We should, next time you're in Nashville, go full on cowboy. We get to choose what each other wears. Oh, I buy your cowboy outfit.
That.
You buy my cowboy outfit.
I would love that.
And boots, head to toe, hat to boots. We got to, and we wear it to a show. Unexplained. We don't mention it.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll do it
tomorrow. Because we're together in the day tomorrow in Delaware.
Okay. Well, all right? What are we going to get in Delaware?
We'll go shopping here and we'll dress each other that we have to wear in Delaware. Because we're going to be on about. We have time before the show.
My suit and everything.
No,
and
not for stage. You can wear your suit for stage. Yeah. But like we're going
to
be out and about
go
Delaware.
Out.
Like we're going to be walking out and about getting dinner. We should dress each other. We should stop at a Nordstrom Rack, give each other a $50 budget, and dress each other.
Okay.
That is fantastic.
I'll do it.
I'll do this for you, too. Jiggy's on tour with us. The three of us put on names and hats, and we each dress each other. We pick which one dresses each. So the three of us pick. Jiggy, you in?
I'm in.
A $50 budget at like TJ Maxx. We got to go like Burlington back, Burlington Co. Factory, like a deep discount joint, because we have a 2.5 hour drive tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll post it up.
I'll tell you this. I will do it. I was at my bachelor party.
Yep.
My friend Ryan showed up and his luggage got lost. Vince Vaughn is the best man, right?
Yep.
So he's like, "Oh, you lost your luggage." And Ryan had flown in. We're going to go out to dinner. And he goes, "All right, we got to get you dressed." And he walked him into the gift shop and he bought him the ugliest shirt, the ugliest shorts and flip-flops. And he had to wear it that night. And he wore it and he looked like
amazing.
The worst tourist you've ever seen. Yeah. Like,
where were you? What town?
Floribama was my bachelor party. And it was obviously on the border. And I guess it's notorious. They have a big 7-room like honky-tonk.
Amazing.
Where there's like top 40, 90s, yeah. but country and then live and all that stuff, and you bounce between these things, it is an absolute mess. It's like Mad Max Thunderdome.
Yep.
It was weird, but like hillbillies. It was one of the wildest experiences I've ever had.
That's one of my bad purchases that came to mind. You didn't answer. What about you?
Oh, a bad purchase. Probably this producer I hired for a podcast. No, worst purchase. That's a tough one. I don't know. I'd have to really think
about
probably,
it.
Probably my Dodge Challenger. It was the greatest purchase for me.
Right.
It was the worst purchase for my family because I bought it just before we were about to tape the Sullivan Sun pilot. And I got my check, and I was like, oh, I'm getting a car.
Getting a car,
and
maybe.
I remember I never paid something off in just one check, right? So I just, mm-hmm. I was like, I'll take that. I wrote the check. Boom. I felt like Rocky.
That's great.
It was awesome.
I did that with my Fiat.
It's the so best great. Feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And then I drove it home, and my wife's like, that's you dipshit. I go, what? She's like, you have a baby coming. Where's the baby going to sit? And I was like, because it's virtually a two-seater, yeah. and there's like a bench in the back with yeah. no room for any, you know. And I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah, that was stupid. The baby seat barely fit in there.
You had to jam it in.
And normally you want to flip it around.
Right.
And it was the stupidest thing I could have done.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid, not worst.
Yeah. I would have to dig in, but that's what came to mind for us. So that's a good question. That's another nice one you did
Very
there.
Good one.
I okay. appreciate you.
All right. Let's go here. Okay. This is coming to us from Grace.
Okay.
Quick question for Joe. If one of his fans were to be interested and there was a genuine connection, would he be open to dating? I'm asking for my mom because she's too shy to ask for herself.
Sure.
You would?
Sure. Send your mom's digits over. Let's do the damn thing. Let's do it. Let's wrestle it up. Let's throw it down. Let's have a parlay. Let's do it. Go ahead.
Do-si-do?
Let's do-si-do. Bring it on, yeah. Gracie's mom. You got it going on.
You got it going on.
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Bring the thunder. I got my umbrella. Let's start the storm. Right? Here we go.
Those are the things.
Right? Put on your boots. Strap them up. Let's roll it out. Let's do it. Here we go. Marching and all the saints come marching in. Let's do it. No, I'm good.
All right.
You know what's funny, too, what I've noticed with a lot of our questions is people, and I don't know if this is a testament to us because we've done such a good job over the 30-plus episodes or just people have realized that we're not very good at it. People have stopped asking us for advice.
Oh, we got some. We have some.
It's
Believe
like,
me.
Hey, guys, what's your favorite color?
We got some.
Oh, we got some good ones. No. I know that. I love the whole gamut.
Okay.
It's funny to see what people want us to hear us talk about. That's my favorite part about this podcast, that it's driven by the fans to get to hear. It's so interesting what people want to hear about us, isn't that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they're starting to get it. Sense.
Beep. Leave it alone. Beep.
Hey, my cool mommies. This is Michael. I had a horrifying experience when, after a concert I went to with my brother and his girlfriend, she passed out in the middle of the freaking sidewalk. By the way, I am 15, brother 17, and his girlfriend is 18. My dad had the car stopped in the middle of the road to pick us up. It was a horrifying experience because it was in the middle of downtown Jacksonville. All I have to say is this. Have you had any horrifying shit-pantsing moments like this?
Yeah. How is that?
I mean, where to begin?
I was 19 years old.
19 when you
My father just passed away.
Don't do this.
This is the story. You want the story, right? He said, what did he say? His sister passed out. What did he say in the beginning, right?
The girlfriend was 18. His brother's 17.
Yeah.
He's 15.
Okay.
They left a concert. She shit her pants in the middle of the sidewalk.
Oh, I thought she said she passed out. I didn't hear the shit the pants. I thought you said passed out.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't have a story then. Oh. But I'll tell you the story that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm 19 years old. My sister wasn't feeling well.
This is passing out.
This is passing out. My sister... Carla, she was, so I'm 19, that makes her 22, right? 22. She's home from college. My father, she had graduated college. I'm going back to college. My father had just passed away. So I'm in my mom's room. Mm-hmm. My sister's in her room and she gets up to go to work. She had just started her job.
So she gets up to go to work, and she wasn't feeling well the night before, and she never really ate when she was younger. Mm-hmm. She was like skinny and stuff and didn't really take care of herself. So she wanted to feel good. She took, she overdosed like on DayQuil and whatever and mixed it up, didn't have a lot to eat, right? So my mom is downstairs. She used to sleep on the couch because she couldn't sleep in the bed because.
She, not on purpose, right? She just took
no, DayQuil. No, she took too much. Yeah, took DayQuil. Yeah. Yeah. She wasn't feeling good. She knew she had to go to work, so she just took too much on an empty stomach. Right?
Got it. Okay.
So my mom is downstairs and I'm laying in bed and I hear my sister go, Mom, from the shower, and I'm like half asleep in bed. It's in the morning, and then I hear like a blood curdling, Mom, and my mom's not there. So it wakes me up. I run in, and my sister is in the shower, buck ass naked, and she is like wobbling with her eyes super dilated, and she's about to pass out. I see her, and she's naked, and I don't know what to do. So I just go close my eyes and just put my arms out, and she just lands into my arms and like licks my shoulder because she's all fucked up. So she goes and it just passes out. Oh, so now God. I'm holding her. My mom runs upstairs, and I'm holding my, and she's my mom goes, "What happened?" I go, "I don't know. What do I do with her?" She's like, "Put her in her bed." So I'm trying not to touch it. I'm just like, "Hold her. I should have forklifted. I forklifted." I was doing this instead. God, and I forklifted her and I brought her to a bed, you know, and my mom, you know, covered her and whatever. And then she wakes up and she's like, "Oh, what happened?" And I'm like, "What happened?" I said, "You passed the fuck out on me." And she's like, "Oh, I remember." She's like, "I remember seeing your face and that was it." She was fine, thank God.
Oh my God, she could have whacked her head. Whacked her head.
So I'm glad I jumped in. That I was literally caught at the last moment, but it was such a weird thing. Just like
because you got the spigot, you got the thing,
and it was an old school Staten Island tub. You got the cast iron. Not
if there's a nuclear
stuff,
war,
100%.
You want to be in a Staten Island shower built in the 50s.
1997 tub on Harbor Road. That thing.
Protects like Indiana Jones. 100%. That new movie. So, but have you ever passed out?
I passed out. Yeah. Yeah. I almost died multiple times.
How'd you pass out, though?
Just exhaustion.
Yeah.
Also, I'm very physical and don't listen to my body. It was during the 200th episode when we did the Nitro Circus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You passed out?
Oh, yeah, almost. Well, I was in a full, it's like oxygen on me down underneath the bleachers. Yeah. Yeah.
What, you were just exhausted?
I overexerted myself for the joke.
Especially in that. Yeah.
And then they actually had to go to commercial and they pulled me downstairs. Oh, and I didn't come back for the whole episode until the end. They like propped me up like Weekend at Bernie's and I was like...
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, like we have to let America know you're okay. And I'm like, I'm not. Like, get out there, kid. Smack on the ass. I'm like, yeah. I don't think I ever really the passed out. Did you pass out?
It's from booze.
Yeah, oh, you blacked out drunked.
I have.
Yeah.
100%.
Really?
Yeah. There have been like a handful of occasions where usually it's always because I didn't eat dinner and then I had some drinks and then I was like, oh, I'll eat later.
Right.
And that's when that's always been the case.
I'm just remembering a visual of you trying to use an ATM at like 3 a.m. when I was out with you once, and you were very botched.
And it wasn't an ATM, it was a gas station pump.
No, it was an ATM, but it took you too long.
Yeah.
And you are sitting there, and like, I love watching you from afar when you've had a little, because it's very fun, because you see things. You see things happening in your mind before you make them happen, and you're enjoying it, and you see it. You're like, this is what's going to happen. You have like a childlike enthusiasm.
Well, I'm a good drunk.
You're a good drunk.
Yeah, there's people that are, I'm just like happy. I'm fun. I was in Vegas last week, and we crashed 4 shows, like 4 concerts. Just went up on stage. Somebody happened to know who I was.
Amazing. Famous,
like,
not familiar.
Okay, yeah. Familiar, not familiar. Yeah. One guy, are you a comedian? Yeah, yeah. Here, give me the mic. We crashed. We just crashed things. And we like Jeff Dye and I did it twice.
Yeah.
And then I did it. Yeah. We the whole weekend. It was so fun.
I will say a great way to do any of this crashing for our listeners to take home all the time is to blame, just tell the person that you want to give you permission to do something that the other guy told you to come to see them. I'll do that all the time. I'd be like, yeah, they said to see you to come up on stage, right? And the guy's like, what?
Oh,
I'm like,
really?
Yeah, you got the mics? And they'll be like, yeah. And I'm like, great, thanks. And then you go. Always point over your shoulder, little half turn. It's a Jedi mind trick. I swear to God, I work all the time. But like, yeah, you're the guy, right? They said to talk to you.
It's all in the phrasing.
100%.
It is fascinating. You really, there's a guy named Cash Levy. Mm. You ever heard him? Mm. Works with TJ Miller a lot. He wrote a book, they're not publishing it for obvious reasons, of how to crash everything.
Ah.
He'll be like, it'll be 5 o'clock. He'll be like, I'll go to the Oscars, I guess. On Oscar day, and he'll be in the Oscars.
Amazing.
Super Bowl, NBA Finals, you name it, He gets in there.
Yeah.
He knows. He said there's like a group of people. It's maybe like 10 people that know exactly the formula. And so they kind of know each other, and they'll know the gaps in security or the time or whatever. Yeah. And a lot of it is just, you know, it's called con man, mm-hmm. confidence. Confidence. It's just having the confidence. And he said that's 90% of it.
Usually. I would love to take my hand at being a con man.
You'd be great.
I think
you kind of, what do you mean? You kind of are. But maybe you've never swindled somebody.
No, I would.
A con man will swindle.
Swindle.
You're to just gain access or push the boundaries of something. But a true con man is there to, you know, it's over here, it's over there. Now I got $20 in
thief. I don't know. I still might want to try it.
Really? You'd give the money back, though.
I would, for sure. Like, I'm not looking to get people's money, but I do love, there is definitely a rush for me when I, like, get, like, backstage at a concert that I'm not supposed to be at, or I get somewhere I'm not supposed to be. That was part of the thing that kind of actually Joker's ruined for me, was that, like, I lost that challenge, because now people, the same thing, people, like, know you, and they're like, hey, I could just get it. Yeah. Like, so it's, like, not as fun. Sometimes I would love to like get on the other side of the rope or get around places. Like that would be really fun. Get a table.
Well, just call yourself Steve Byrne.
Steve for a day. That's what I would do. I'd try to get a reservation.
Not that fun. Not that fun.
If I was inside you, I would try to get a reservation.
All right. This is coming to us from Rachel. Hey, moms, I love the podcast. I recently found that my escape from the real world is comedy, and your podcast really lifts my mood like none other. So thank you. Anyway, I'm 20 years old. And we'll be graduating from LIU.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joe.
My alma mater.
With a master's in social work in May of 2023. I've always found that people, including my younger sister, come to me to vent and seek advice, which kind of explains why I'm going for social work. The problem is that now, in my family, when I try to give advice, that I always get the response, you're not a therapist, or, of course, you'd say that to your therapist. Therapy is something my family hasn't really been open to, so this really puts me in a rough position. I'm also number 5 or 6, so it's already difficult to get my older siblings to take me seriously. Any advice?
I will say that she probably got affected by her degree to change her tone, delivery, and demeanor when she's giving advice. And I'd probably tap back into that. Be a sister first, not a therapist. Even though you'll be applying what you've learned, right. And now you're probably better at it, speak from a place of care of a sibling.
Right.
And you probably will get less pushback.
That's a smart observation, because I think especially if you're, I'm sure there's the formatted way of going about it, like, you know, the process of the profession, you're supposed to do it, and to lose that. But I also think like anything, like if you're a therapist or you're a social worker and you're doing that, you have the degree, you know the answers. But again, I think it's also like a matter of finding your voice of how to communicate those things. And
my therapist said something to me which was interesting once. She said, the hardest part about therapy is to get people to accept what you're saying.
Right.
And not necessarily just do it. It's more just to get to accept that you're saying. Like she would talk about how she came from like, you're coming from a place of, you know, wanting to help these people, right? So you just have to get them to accept what you're saying. It's not like, you can't come off like, I know what to do. You know, that's what it'll feel like. It kind of seems like similar with being anything, right? If you're a comedian, right?
Right.
And you say something funny, and people are like, oh, no, you're just funny, right? If you're at a party.
Yeah.
And you're having a good time, and you're making people laugh, and all of a sudden it ends up that you're making the most people laugh, and everybody's watching you, and you're doing something funny, because you enjoy making people laugh.
Sure.
People are like, look at him, he's always on.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when people say that about people.
Yeah.
Of course comedians are always on. They're funny people. That's what they love to do. They love to make people laugh. I've never said that about a comedian at a place. It's like, oh, he's on.
I have.
Yeah. Well, the difference is if you're trying to get into a conversation that's not funny, or you're trying to get them to switch it off and they don't, and they're not human, that's somebody who's on.
Right. Yeah.
So there's a difference. There's a difference between somebody who's just being fun at a party, having fun, making people laugh. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, this guy's on. Well, no, this guy's just doing what he does.
Yeah.
Versus when you start, you know, you're talking about like, you know, like, what do you think about, you know, something that's going on that's serious, or even a topic that isn't necessarily funny.
Sure.
You bring humor to any topic, but having a real conversation that's being avoided, but with humor, that's when I feel like somebody's on.
Well, back to your point, though, because you were saying something about like in terms of therapy, getting somebody to acknowledge or accept.
Accept what you're saying.
That's like the gateway.
Yes.
That's the first step, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Is that if they accept it, then all of a sudden they're open to the process of self-healing or whatever it might be. I wonder what the percentage of people that go to therapy is in this country. Do you
86.
Know? Is it
86%?
Are you talking with me?
Yes, I am. How would I know that so quickly?
You said confidence, with such man. Confidence, though. Confidence, I assumed that it was
confidence, man.
Do you guys know what that percentage is by chance? Okay, what do you guys think it is? What do you think the percentage of American the American
total
public
American
that goes
adults?
To therapy that goes to that seeks
I would say
therapy.
North of 50, 55.
You think?
Oh God, that's way too high. I think it's 15%.
Okay. So
I was gonna say 33%. I think a third.
Oh, that's
somewhere
a smart
in the,
number.
That range.
You're thinking about people, I think.
Oh, you're right. 55 is way too high.
Of all adults, I think. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't have the
schedule.
Yeah. I think 15 is about right, but we'll see. It could be less than that.
2019, 19.2% of all U.S. adults receive mental health treatment.
19.2.
And 15% taking prescription medication.
Okay.
For that.
I got my percentages mixed up.
So 19%. So almost 20. This was 2019. I'll say after the pandemic, I think it's more.
I
think
agree.
That spiked.
And I think that now all this mental health awareness.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. Don't say it. Don't
guys,
say it.
Let's storm the Capitol. I'm just saying that all the mental health awareness, like Simone Biles and these
Selena
athletes
Gomez, yeah.
saying this is a reason for not touring or participating in athletics, I think that's giving credence to it and like opening the door for more young people to not have the adherence that I think a lot of adults do.
Yeah. I think you grow up. If something you grow up with something, more people will do it, right? That number's just going to rise as young people get old and start addressing adult issues, right?
Right.
Because it's more, quote-unquote, accepted, I guess. Or unaccepted, like smoking, right? The flip of smoking, right?
Right, right, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You see somebody smoke nowadays, like, what is this idiot doing, you know, right?
But when I was at the Comedy Store nightly talking to all those comics, I'd say probably 80% of them would talk about, oh, I was talking to my therapist. I was like, am I the only one here that doesn't do this or should I do this? Or, but I don't understand it. Like, I don't know. It's just something I never.
I had never done it until recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find it to be beneficial?
I did.
You did?
I did. Okay. It was an extreme for me though, right? It was like a whole, for me it was. I mean, I have close friends who have told me about that. They've done it too and I should try it. And at that point I was like, I got to try something. I got to do something because I was a mess. So, I think that I don't know if my world wasn't crashing in that way if I would have done it.
How many times in the therapist session did you say the word myrrh?
Too many. Too many. So much so that we started calling him because she wanted me to. Okay.
But you do find it to be something that you. Are you actively still using it, or
no.
is it
no? I use my practice. I use what I've done. I've learned from
it.
I've applied. I've applied. I've listened. I've accepted to some stuff that's been said, and I've applied it forward.
Sure.
You know, it's all by session too. It's like what you got going on that week. What's going on? You know, I feel like that's part of it too. Like if you ever really, there's sometimes I go in, I'll have nothing to say. We just sit there and we start talking about stuff, and then you find a little something here or there. There's other days I go in and I'm just like. There was this man in the urinal with his hands behind his back with his hog out, and it really threw me for a loop. And my son's going to be like, my son's like, when I was younger, my dad picked me up by the bootstraps and held me to the urinal, help me. He's part of that percentage.
Yeah, no, all right, well.
I think they're trying to signal us that we're at 40 minutes because you guys are basically you guys are landing a plane out of my peripherals. That's what I saw.
Okay, well.
We're done.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Well, Steve,
so you're digesting pizza and over it. We started out of the gates hot. We had a lot of fun. And here we are.
I don't. I
talking about therapy.
I thought it was unimpressive throughout. And that's on brand for us. Thanks, everybody, for coming to Two Cool Moms. I am Joe, and I appreciate you. This is my boy, Steve. He's on tour. Where they find tickets?
SteveBurnLive.com is where you'll see all my tour dates. And then you're
JoeGattoOfficial.com.
And there are some where we...
Togetherness! Also, if you're interested and want to come to the first ever... Should we tease it? We're thinking about doing a Two Cool Moms live podcast show.
That's
sometime
true.
Next year. Early next year. We're thinking about trying to do it. I think it would be a lot of fun. I think...
We were talking about a lot of options. Great Wall of China.
Options.
Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
We haven't landed
we
on
haven't
the
landed
exact
where.
Spot
yeah.
yet.
Also, there's a Panera bread in...
Secaucus that you mentioned.
Yeah. That's got a nice,
so,
nice little dining room.
Of those three, we're trying to figure it out.
We're thinking about doing it. So put it in the comments if you think you might want to come to one.
Yeah, that'd be great. But yeah. Always fun to hit the road with you and Jiggy.
Yes.
And looking forward to more. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another. And subscribe.
Yes.
Great review.
Please.
And keep the questions coming.
Keep them coming. Thank you, guys.
These two cool mommies love you, so show us some love.
Please rate us, review us, follow us on all social media, and subscribe to our YouTube.